33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. U.S. Senator John Cornyn in Dallas yesterday for a roundtable on a new federal law targeting human traffickers and supporting victims.
This is modern-day slavery. Young women primarily being held against their will, being required to provide sex to people who purchase those services.
Sex trafficking is, of course, just one facet of the larger issue of human trafficking. Perhaps you heard the recent story of a Dallas couple convicted of holding a young African woman as a domestic servant for 16 years, effectively making her their slave. Well, Texas's Office of the Attorney General estimates 234,000 people in Texas are victims of labor trafficking at any given time. Indeed, the U.S. State Department lists Texas in the top three for human trafficking in all of the United States. Joining us now is Assistant Attorney General Melissa Holman. She's with the Texas Attorney General's Office Human Trafficking Division. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
My pleasure.
Why do you think it is that Texas has become such a large place for human trafficking, in the top three, no less?
When people cite the top three statistic, generally what they're looking at is the number of calls into the human trafficking hotline, and that's run by an institute called Polaris. And consistently, the top three states are California, New York, and Texas. So right off the bat, I think it's sort of easy to extrapolate that your three biggest population centers are naturally going to have the largest problem. So with Texas, I don't know that there's any specific reason. People like to cite the border, or they like to cite the port, but we see tons of cases that don't involve either of those things. So I think it's just that we're a large populist state, and that unfortunately means that not only is there a large supply in terms of trafficking victims, but also a large demand to purchase illegal sex through the trafficking industry.
Who tends to be victims? I mean, your department mentions 234,000 victims, I gather, at any given time, give or take. Are we talking about people who aren't citizens or have not been residents of this country, who've come here, or who are they?
When you're talking about sex trafficking, I would say that the most common form of sex trafficking that we see is where you're dealing with a minor victim who is a citizen of the state. On the labor trafficking side, we do see a higher prevalence of exploited immigrant labor. And those can be people with legal status or people without legal status. But sometimes it's that very vulnerability as to their status that makes them a prime target for traffickers on the labor side. So say that you're a trafficking victim and you do have legal status, but that status is provided through your employer. Right there, your employer, if they have ill intent, can basically tell you, if you leave this job or you do anything that displeases me, I'll make sure that you get deported. So that's an example of a way an employer could exploit actually a person who's legally entitled to be there through a work visa. The same is true, of course, when you don't have legal status, because the fear of deportation can be very high, of course.
So how are you made aware of human labor trafficking? I mean, it sounds like there are some sort of practical obstacles there if you're not answering an ad or something along those lines.
Labor trafficking, I think, goes hugely underreported for that very reason, because you are relying oftentimes on the victim to speak out. And there's a lot of reasons why they might not. One would be fear of deportation. Two might be that even if they're being grievously exploited, it doesn't feel that much worse maybe than the kind of exploitation they had in their home country. So there are a lot of organizations at the forefront of this. Texas Workforce Commission is doing a lot to help combat and uncover labor exploitation. Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid is another organization that's working, you know, on the front lines of this issue. And then oftentimes through those organizations and others, criminal referrals make their way to our office.
Anecdotally, do you have a sense that this affects more women than men, or is there any kind of breakdown that you can detect?
On labor trafficking, my sense is that there's pretty equal gender parity. On the sex trafficking side, we see a much higher number of female victims. And I won't say that male victims cannot be exploited also, but by and large, the cases that we see and that we see around this state are minor girls being sold for sex.
You know, last session, there was a bill that required sexually oriented businesses to post a sign with contact information for the National Human Trafficking Hotline. I know you can't endorse any specific legislation, but are you making recommendations? And what sort of things are you asking Texas lawmakers to look at?
The statewide human trafficking prevention task force has put forth 14 proposed legislative changes this year to help combat trafficking. Among those is a sign requirement that would actually apply to massage schools and massage businesses to help give the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation a better ability to sort of help regulate illicit massage businesses that are operating under the front of a legitimate massage establishment.
We're out of time. Assistant Attorney General Melissa Hallman with the Texas Attorney General's Office, Human Trafficking Division. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
Thank you for having me.